KUK, U 100.3 Classic Country. This is Dan here in the studio, and we're talking with Leanna Bryson today. We've got June Old Fashioned Days coming up in Summersville, Missouri, and that's what we're going to be talking about because it's going on this weekend. Leanna, are you excited?
Yes, we are. Just trying to get everything ready and, you know, just hoping the weather holds. And unless it's a toad strangler, we're going to have it.
Yeah, I really do like that phrase. I had never heard it before you used it, so it's that's going to be one that I'm going to have to, you know, put in the bank. But anyway... Anyway, so Leanna, June Old Fashioned Day is coming up this weekend. What all can people expect out of this?
It's just old time games and activities. We started it years ago, and it's just things like turtle race, sack race, old fashioned cakewalks, all that kind of stuff. But then we got booths for the kids. We've got beanbag toss, duck pond, that kind of thing, and then we also have. Car show presented by 417 Wash Experts, and it brings in lots of people.
Oh yeah, people love their car shows around here.
He does all that for me, which is good. He has the trophies and the little plates and all that. Then we do the cakewalk, which is fun. We have ladies from the Summersville area, that bakers and stuff, that donate cakes, and every 30 minutes everybody gets on a circle. Lots of people nowadays don't even know what a cakewalk is, but in years ago that was quite a thing, kind of like the old-fashioned pie suppers.
Yeah.
So it's just lots of things, lots of booths, food vendors, trucks, craft booths, yard sale booths, boutiques, just anything anybody wants to bring and set up on the square.
Now, I believe the last time that you came in, you said the turtle race was one of your favorite things about the festival. Has that changed, or are you still looking forward to that?
No, it still is, except I've got 12 grandbabies, and I told everybody I got to try to get these turtles found. I didn't want to start collecting them real too soon, but my husband says, I think you may be waiting too close. You're going to have to really get to hitting the gravel roads and find some turtles. So.
Well, the good news is that there's quite a few of them wandering around right now, especially with all the rains we've been getting.
Yes, you can see them. He said, just don't get hit when you stop in the road to pick up a turtle. That'll look good on your insurance report.
So. Yeah, I was collecting them for the festival.
Yeah, you know.
Turtle collecting. That would be an interesting report to write up, though. It'd be a good story.
Yeah, it would probably be one of the first, for sure.
Yeah. Well, so whenever it comes to June Old Fashioned Days and organizing it, how far in advance do you usually have to start planning?
Oh, seems like it's in my mind and on my radar for a year, but about the last 2 or 3 months, really, trying to get the vendors lined up, trying to get, you know, the food, what we're going to do. We have a Eat Shack in the Summersville Square, and we go in there and, you know, kind of spruce it up, get it all ready. It's got refrigerator and stuff in it to keep everything cold, and it's just a really great time. And we're going to have a little girl that sings for us. Her name is Audrey Bell. She's going to sing from 12 to 2. And she's a real sweet girl, real sweet voice, and she does a combination of country and bluegrass and religious, so we're excited about that. So just everybody plan to come out. We're going to have hamburgers, grilled hamburgers and hot dogs at the Eat Shack, and then we'll have all kinds of other foods along the grounds, and just everybody come out and have a good country time.
Well, and we're supposed to be doing a live broadcast this weekend as well. Are you looking forward to that?
Or yes, we are. I said, in fact, I would like for you to be up in the center of the square this time.
Oh, man. With a spotlight and everything. Like, everybody stare.
Just up there where the cakewalk's at.
Yeah. Come on, I'm usually behind a mic at a radio station. I can't see the audience.
Well, be right in the center this time.
Well, anyway, so if people were trying to, like, find more information about June Old Fashioned Days, who would they call and how would they do it?
They just need to call Leanna Bryson. I tell everybody you can text me or call. I'm not going to have anybody pay in advance because in the past, you know, when it rains, you have to try to get everybody's money back to them.
Yeah.
I said, I'll just come along and collect for the booths. The booths, there's $20 for a 10 by 10 square, and you can bring your pop-up tent. You can start setting up like 7 or 8. We start at 10. And you just call my cell phone, 417-247-7789, and just shoot me a text and say, I've got a craft booth, or I've got leather. I got somebody coming to do leather, in fact, so just something like that, and then I'll just have your name on a spot, and we'll put you somewhere when you get there.
Okay. Well, Leanna, thanks for popping in and talking with us about the June Old Fashioned Days event that'll be happening this weekend. And you can check us out there as well, 10 o'clock to noontime or so. You can talk to us about the festival or whatever you feel like, really. Come join some of the festivities. It should be a really good day out there, especially since the forecast is calling on rain on Friday and Sunday, but not really on Saturday so much. So it should be a good chance to get out. Once again, Leanna, thanks for popping in.
Okay. Thank you so much for having me.